This was KPU Electric Division Manager Andy Donato on January 5th.
So here I'm looking at a stretch of weather where there's no relief in sight. I don't know how long this is going to last.
Relief arrived almost exactly a week later with an unexpected warm spell that melted some of the snowpack and pelted the community with about 6 inches of rain.
Well, it's fantastic, right? Well, if you're in the hydro business.
That's Donato now. He's one of a handful of people in Ketchikan who genuinely welcomes rain. But everyone here will benefit from the downpour because the rain and warmer temperatures mean the expensive diesel generators are off. When KPU burns diesel, customers pay a surcharge. This year, diesel costs about twice as much as hydro. Donato says KPU used diesel off and on for about 2 weeks to stretch out the hydro capacity. But then,
as soon as the forecast showed that we were going to get some heavy precipitation and the temperatures were going to come up in the 40s, we gave up the diesel runs.
That forecast was correct. Donato says all the lake levels rose by up to 5 feet, including Swan Lake, Ketchikan's primary power source. That's the result of a combination of rain and snow melt. And with that, Ketchikan's hydropower supply is in good shape, at least for the next couple of weeks.
It's possible that we may never have to come back to diesel. But I hate to use the term, it's too early to speculate, right? It's still January. We haven't gone through February yet, and unfortunately, the forecasts aren't that good a month out.
Because in Southeast Alaska, the only truly predictable thing about the weather is its unpredictability. Well, that and rain and wind, which leads us to topic number two, power outages. There were 3 power outages in Ketchikan during the warm, rainy, windy weekend. Donato says only the first was weather-related, though. It happened very early on Sunday morning, about 1:30 a.m., when 70-plus mile-per-hour gusts blew some trees into power and telecommunications lines. Crews went out into the storm and got the power back on Sunday morning, but then there were 2 more outages on Monday.
But they were unrelated to those wind events. So the 2 outages were due to SEPA's Tai'i Unit 2 tripping.
SEPA is the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, which owns Swan Lake and Tai'i Lake hydroelectric facilities, and the intertie that connects them. With the intertie, power can be shared back and forth, but sometimes that leads to power outages in Ketchikan when there's a problem out at Tai'i near Wrangell and Petersburg, and vice versa. Donato says KPU responded quickly and fired up those diesel generators to get power back to the community within about 20 minutes for each of the outages, and then worked to bring hydro generation back online. He says KPU crews up at Swan Lake also coordinated with SEPA to send more power from Swan over the intertie. Luckily, there was excess from all that rain.
We're trying to keep their generation down so that if their unit trips off, the delta of that generation is small, and so then the effects will be small. So we're sending about 5 megawatts north through the intertie from Swan Lake.
And that way, crews further north have the leeway to figure out the problem at Tai'i. Donato says it appeared to be an equipment-related issue. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.